Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1108. Our topic is training and the title is Why Does Everything Feel Heavy? So haven't we all felt that some days in the gym? There was a client actually trained today. Today is actually October 6th, so you're listening to this I think about like almost like a week after. But there was a client I was training today, and I'll talk through it in a second here, more details. But it was just kind of feeling heavy. We were doing some squats. It felt super heavy, and she was just wondering why. So we talked through that. We went through an experience of how to work around that, and I just thought it was kind of neat and cool and thought it would be fun kind of podcast topic. So we're going to talk about her experience and then how you can learn from that experience to do this for you, to do it for yourself. So as I said, client was warming up in squats. They said kind of the upper back felt weak. The weight just kind of felt heavy, but it was only 135 pounds. So this client is working 40 hours a week, and I know they're probably working more than that. They're taking grad school classes, and they recently had a family member that was in the hospital for an extended period of time. So just crazy, 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 crazy stress. Food was everywhere. They were under eating, pretty much. Hydration was really low. Sleep was inconsistent, and they were kind of going to bed at weird times compared to their normal. And like I said, stress was just crazy high. So due to all that, they haven't squatted heavy, like over 80%, in at least 8 weeks, if not probably a little bit longer than that. So we've been working through how to manage her food, how to get back to eating consistently, how to manage her hydration, what we can do to improve the quality of sleep if we can't improve the quantity of sleep. And we were just kind of talking about just stress management in general. So over the last 2 months, 8 weeks, we've kind of worked our way through that moment in life. She ended up being able to train consistently. She lost body fat, which has been her goal, and she stayed kind of still like in the gym, staying active. Now, part of what I'm going to get through here as we talk in the end was I was able to show her that she didn't lose any strength either. So it was a very successful way to navigate through 8 weeks of chaos. We were able to do it. So I explained that, you know, if she was just anyone, and anybody said to me, man, weights feel really heavy today, what do you think could be the reason? I would say, well, I'd look at your food, your hydration, your sleep, and your general stress. Because our stress kind of wears at our CNS, our nervous system's ability. And if I'm super stressed outside of the gym, I'm not going to want and kind of willingly accept stress inside the gym. Typically, the more stress you have outside of the gym, the more the stuff in the gym needs to be nurturing and kind of reviving and more like therapy. When you have less stress out of the gym, then you can take on bigger stresses in the gym and kind of push for different things, different goals. But that's typically how it's going to work best. Now, there are times whenever people have super stress outside of the gym, they hyper-focus on what they're doing in the gym to have a sense of control. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's stress. What I'm saying is when the gym feels stressful, you don't want to pair that with something outside of the gym feeling stressful. So in those cases, the people aren't feeling stressed by being more precise with what they're doing. They actually feel that as a form of unstress, like de-stressing. So by saying that in the gym shouldn't be as stressful doesn't mean it shouldn't be as effective or as disciplined or as strict. It just means that if the workouts are feeling super stressed, but you're also stressed outside of the gym, you probably want to back off on the stress aspect of what's happening in the gym so you don't burn out, so you don't get frustrated, so you don't quit. So once again, just because it's less stressful in the gym doesn't mean it's less strict or less effective. You have to find your way of managing stress with how you approach your gym time. That is different from everybody, okay? For everybody, I mean. So I said, those are the things we want to look at. We're already working to address food. We're already working to address hydration. We're already working to address sleep. And stress is what it is, you know. So we've talked about, you know, gratitude journaling. We've talked about kind of different ways to de-stress, different ways to kind of help relax. So one of the things, I don't have this prepared in terms of like a talk about it, but we had a sponsor that has helped us out in the past like 2 or 3 weeks or so, and we did a podcast back in podcast 1080 about CBD supplements, and it was the company Stelo Mints, S-T-E-L-L-O, Stello Mints. And it's actually a mint that has CBD product in it, like CBD oil in a sense, but it's not the oil. So if you try to take CBD oil, it can be a little bit annoying because you have to have like the bottle with the oil, the eyedropper thing. You have to take out a certain amount, put it under your tongue, wait for 90 seconds, all these things. And that can be kind of annoying to do during the day. So the idea of Stello Mints is it's a mint. It looks literally just like a case of mints that you get, like Altoids or whatever other kind of mints there are, and it has CBD in it. So you can just take a mint or two, like one or two a day, during the day, and it helps really reduce stress. So we were talking about methods outside of just kind of, brain dumps and gratitude journals and journaling and scents, like also CBD products. So Stello Mints is a really cool product. So they actually let me use it, so that was awesome. I used it with my wife, Meredith, who takes CBD oil on a regular basis, and she loved the mints. My mom actually really loved them as well and got kind of like a alleviation from some restless leg syndrome that she deals with at night. So really, really cool opportunity from Stello Mints. Again, Stello Mints. And now you can go to their website, stellomints.com, and if you type in the code word BRUTAL, B-R-U-T-A-L, you get 20% off. Now, there are tins, I think there's like 30 mints in each tin. They come in peppermint, lemon, and matcha, and we tried the peppermint, and it was great. No bad taste, kind of all the normal things you would expect. Really good mint. So, now, a little sidetrack there, but you can listen to podcast 1080. And it's a mindset podcast titled Benefits of CBD Supplements. And we talk about that effect in the process my wife and I, my mom went through to try them and just all the different benefits that CBD itself offers. So really awesome product. So that's what we were looking through for her was we wanted to address food, hydration, sleep, and stress in whatever way we could. Now, the other part was that since we hadn't squatted heavy in a while, her body kind of forgot how heavy squats felt. And that's just normal. Like if I pick up heavy things consistently, they feel less and less heavy. If I take a break from picking up heavy things and I pick them up again, they feel, oh crap, heavy again. So since we hadn't squatted in a while, since we hadn't been eating super well, drinking super well, sleeping super well, since we've been overstressed, everything just kind of felt like crap. Everything felt heavy. So I explained that she can get over that feeling in a single session right now by taking advantage of the body's fight or flight system. There are techniques to kind of boost your strength in this singular moment by taking advantage of adrenaline and endorphins. Adrenaline is kind of our body's aggressiveness and kind of our hyper-focus. And then endorphins are like kind of natural painkillers. Like when people slap each other in the face or on the back, or they take like smelling salts, like ammonia capsules. And I've actually done it before where I had a client one time, we did a powerlifting meet in a CrossFit gym. It was like 110 degrees in the gym. It was horrendous. And we had already sweated out all the liquid that was in her. We were drinking more, but we didn't want her to get like, you know, diluted in electrolytes. So we were trying to drink and eat, and it was a pain in the ass. We got one of those Snap ice packs where you crush them and all of a sudden they get really cold. And I put one on the back of her neck, and then we put one on her belly and her lower back, and we were just trying to like wake her body up, and it worked. She did great. She hit PR. She's an elite powerlifter, so she knew how to handle herself anyhow. But it really, really helped get that kind of like adrenaline and endorphin dump by doing the ice packs like in really sensitive areas. We also do heavy walkout holds and heavy lockout holds for clients that are getting ready for powerlifting competitions, where you know, to like get ready for a PR in squat. Maybe I'm 4 weeks away from the competition and I want to squat, say, 405. In my training 4 weeks out, I might unrack 405. I would back up into my squat position. I would just stand there, take about 5 to 10 seconds, kind of bracing and kind of holding my position, and then I'd walk the weight back in and rack it. So those are called walkouts. And then if it's bench press, you'd have somebody like, you'd set up real tight, they would hand you out the weight, you would hold the weight at the lockout, and then you'd rack it after 5 to 10 seconds. You typically would do what you want your max to be, or even 10% above that. Now, if you do that at week 4, but maybe in your training you only train up to, say, 90% for a single. I'm just making up stuff. Let's go with 80%. Let's go with 85% for a set of 3. Then in week 3, maybe you work up and you do 87.5% for a set of 2, and then 2 weeks out from the meet, maybe you go up to 90% for a single if that was good, maybe even 92.5% for a single, and then a week out from the meet, you're just kind of practicing technique. Maybe you have that kind of sequencing going with percentages, But before each of those working sets, you walk out 100 to 110% of your max. That actually is a great way then when you unrack the weight. So if I lift up, you know, my max effort weight, and then I want to do a couple sets of 85% after that, the 85% is going to feel super easy. Also, what it does is it gives the client a chance for 4 weeks in a row before the meet to feel what that PR is going to feel like when they unrack it in the meet. So when they unrack it in the meet, they're not going to go, holy crap, this is really heavy. They're going to say, yep, this is exactly what I felt for 4 weeks. So you can do kind of like walkout holds and lockout holds is great ways to kind of monitor and kind of get a feel for weights. And then in the warm-up room of a powerlifting meet, you would go up to 110% of their max. That really ignites like fight or flight system because they have to unrack this and try not to die. And it's safe because it's only 10% above. But they unrack it. They have to deal with the bracing of that. Oof, man, it kind of like they rack it and they're like, oh, okay, I'm freaking ready to go. So it spikes adrenaline, spikes endorphins, and it really is a good technique. So what we did in this session was I told her, let's stop doing repetitions. So we're at 135. It's feeling tired. Let's take advantage of us working together here. Let's refine our technique cues. So we went over just one cue in each kind of phase of the squat that I wanted to focus on, and we started doing singles. So her best PR has been 215 pounds. And like I said, she's kind of an aesthetic athlete. We're training to kind of change her body composition, lose fat, shape muscles. Strength isn't her main concern, so we only work on squats in the sessions that we're together, so once a week. Now, we did the 135 single. We then went to 155, 175, 195, 205, and then she actually hit her PR, 215 pounds. She hit it. So it was amazing. And I did it with small plates because that way she couldn't do the math and figure out what the weight was. But she ended up actually hitting her PR. And there was a small breakdown technique. We knew what it would be is we have a small weakness like in our external rotators of her right hip. So she has a little bit of like a hip shift when we get to our heaviest weights. So we're working on that with our accessory exercises that we choose to pair with our aesthetic work. So we're working on that. But it was really cool for her. She was super excited and really surprised when we were able to hit her PR. Even after just 50% of her PR, 135 felt really heavy to her. So by focusing on cues, by dropping the volume to singles, by talking to her between the sessions on what to focus on, how to think, we were talking about just different aspects of training and how she's been doing awesome with her food, and I was really hyping her up, and we were really building positivity and kind of a sense of momentum into that top set. So by working on the mental aspects by what I was saying to her, but then also reducing volume by focusing on those cues, we were able to get her body tightened in, honed in, and it went really well. So she said the 215 actually felt lighter than the 135 did. So that's amazing. So it was really cool in the singular session to see what she was experiencing and then teaching her and talking her through the experience of having to correct that or how do you address that in that moment. So really cool learning opportunity that I thought would be kind of fun to share in a podcast. So now, for you, if your weights are feeling heavier than normal in your training and you're not sure why, look at your food. Are you under eating or are you under eating protein? So maybe you're under eating your calories in general, or maybe you've kind of gotten loose on food selection and your protein is really low even if your calories are on point. So you got to look at that. Look at hydration. If you're coming into your workouts dehydrated, you will not perform well. You will not feel your best. How's your sleep? If your sleep is kind of crappy, then that's going to be really low recovery of just life in general and between work workouts. So sleep quality will really impact how heavy the weights feel. You can listen to podcast number 376 titled Improving Sleep Quality. Pretty good one there, to learn more about that. Okay, that'll help. And then just stress. How do you manage stress? So podcast 1080 will tell you about those Stella mints and like just the benefits of CBD. That's one way we can manage stress. You can also do brain dumps, journaling, a bunch of other kind of things that are out there to help manage stress. Then if you have that stuff accounted for in the moment, you can work towards eliminating distractions. Put your cell phone away. If you're not listening to music, put some headphones in and get some music cranked up and get going. But eliminate distractions, eliminate side thinking, and just focus on what you're doing. Give yourself a couple cues. Be really mindful of just giving singular things to work on so it doesn't feel overwhelming. It's just, boom, I do this, then I boom, I do that. So really good cues. Remind yourself of your motivation and your goals. What are you doing this for? What, like, why did you come to the gym today? What are you wanting to achieve today? Get your mind focused on what you're doing. And then reduce non-essential volume. So if you're working on squats and you have that paired with, say, walking lunges, get rid of the damn lunges and just focus on squats. So eliminate non-essential volume and get focused on what you're doing. And you're really going to help crush it. Now, can you do, you know, smelling salts? Sure. Can you have somebody slap you in the back? Sure. Can you put an ice pack on the back of your neck? Sure. Can you do heavy walkout holds, heavy lockout holds? Sure. There's actually many, many, many more techniques to work on peaking your adrenaline and endurance. I mean, your adrenaline and endorphins. So there are really cool ways in which you can manage intensity and get yourself kind of in the moment. And that way, it kind of helps just kind of get better like performance out of you. In podcast 742, which is a Q&A podcast, it said on managing workout intensity. I've talked deeper about that. So if this is something you want to deep dive into, go listen to podcast 742. It's a Q&A podcast titled Managing Workout Intensity, and that'll give you some more ideas on how to do this. So really cool opportunity. If everything is feeling super heavy, don't give up hope. Just look into what you're doing. Look into your food, your hydration, sleep, stress, all those things, and try some of the techniques that we've talked about today, along with the techniques discussed in podcast 742. Just because you're having a tough day doesn't mean you've lost everything. So like I showed this client, we had 8 weeks of chaos, but she was able to come back and still hit a PR. So it's amazing. Just really focus in on what you're doing. Don't give up hope. You got this. Okay. If you need any questions or if you need any help or anything like that, just shoot us an email at brittleirongym@gmail.com. I hope that the podcast today was helpful in some way. Check out those side podcasts we mentioned and learn more. The more you learn, the more skills and ability you have to do better with the future. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, please share the podcast in general. The more we share it on social media, text message, conversation with friends, however you do it, it really helps us reach more people and help more people. And that's the goal. So thank you very much. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link we have on our Instagram page. You can also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym if you don't follow us on any of those yet. Cool. Well, if you need anything, email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.